No, don't scream. I know. Seeing someone like me sitting on the edge of your bed is a little unusual. But come on, you had to know this might happen when you lit that candle over there. Yeah, the one with the little pentagram. Don't pretend like you didn't summon me. Light the candle, think your naughtiest thoughts, and a little sexy succubus will show up to make them all come true. That's what the shopkeeper told you, right? Well, it didn't just summon me. Hey, let me read your naughty thoughts you summoned me with. You imagined a sexy body bent over for you to fuck, a wet little mouth to tell you naughty things until you can't help but just fuck it. You thought about being in charge, dominating. Well, I have some bad news for you. That is not what's gonna happen. Lay back. Lay the fuck back. Tonight, this is going to be all about what I want, what I need from you, from between those thighs. That's right. Oh, look at you, already blushing, eyes as wide as saucers. I'm going to tease you. I'm going to tie you up. I'm going to drain every last drop of that thick, creamy. Nope. I cannot do this anymore. I am done. Done. I tried, but this is not going to work anymore. I can't do it. Fuck this job. What? Oh, yeah, you can just sit up. And you don't have to ask for permission. All that dominant and control stuff, you just so, yeah, just forget about it. Why? Okay. You humans have a job too, right? I imagine that some of those jobs are probably really sucky. They're probably boring and repetitive and just something you don't really enjoy doing. Well, my line of work is no different. Every night, a stack of files on my desk of all the stupid human men who have summoned the succubus. Though something like a candle, a spell, all kinds of ways. And I mean a stack. God, you humans are obsessed with fucking hot demon girls, I swear. No offense. I'm sure you're different. It's just the hours are ridiculous. My boss, Lucifer, maybe you've heard of him, he's such a hard ass. 10 visits a night, 10, and if any of them last longer than 30 minutes, written up. I don't know what they do for write-ups for human jobs, but we literally have eternity to be punished. We tried to get the rules changed. We even tried to form a union, force his hand on it. But nope, apparently unions are unnecessary. It would just make us all lazy. Bullshit, if you ask me. They just don't want us getting organized. To hit the numbers they wanted, they didn't just tell us how many men to drain, but also how to drain them. Apparently, nothing gets a man to come faster than tying them up, telling them that they've been a bad boy, while staring into their eyes and riding their face until they can hardly breathe while stroking their cock. You know, really just dominating the hell out of them. Pun intended, I suppose. But that is done. I can't do it anymore. The truth is, I want to be submissive. It doesn't even make sense. A submissive succubus. I'm supposed to show up, make you mine. Until you're more than happy for me to take your soul, but I can't help it. That's what I am. I can't tell you how many times I've had men pinned down beneath me, but wished so badly it was his hands on my wrists holding me down. I've made men beg to come when all I want is to switch places and beg them to let me come. I don't know why I even tell you all this. Unless, hear me out. The way I see it, you owe me one for not taking your soul. I think you should take me. Come on, help me stick it to my boss. I mean, I've seen what you want to do. Just do it. I mean it. I want you to dominate me. That spark in your eyes. That's what I wanted to see. It feels right. I can see that part of you that wants to drop every bit of caution. It turns me on. But you're hesitating. Why are you holding back? Oh, you're worried that fucking me will make you lose your soul? Oh, my bad. Right. See? I can only steal your soul if I make you come while I dominate you. If you are in charge, you have nothing to worry about, except taking whatever you want from me. Me and my succubus body do tempt you, right? Do you like what you see? Here. I'll stand up and do a little twirl for you. Oh, where did my clothes go? Well, there wasn't much there to begin with. But don't you forget, I am a demon. I have the power to do all kinds of fun little tricks. Like, did you know we can change our bodies to match the desires of people we seduce? Watch my tits grow bigger and smaller. Normally, I'd never do this, but you're in charge. Just tell me where I should stop. Like this? Perfect size. I can make my ass and hips change too. A cute little booty. Like this, or thick and sultry, like this. Just tell me how you want me. Like this. I do look pretty hot. You know, I could have guessed that you'd want me to look like this. I saw it in your fantasy when you lit the candle. I also seem to recall that you're into girls with hair like this. And eyes. Eyes like this. That make it hard to look away. I've always used these powers to find just the right look to break the man I'm with. But looking how you want me to look is turning me on so much more. In your thoughts, I saw you want a submissive, sweet doll to kiss you. Can I? Can I kiss you? Running my hands over your chest while we kiss. It's so much better than using them to tie you up or tease you. I want. No, I need to be good for you. In your fantasy, I saw more kisses. That went down your neck, your strong chest. Until I am kneeling down right in front of you like this. So what's it going to be? I can see how much you want this. Will you please help me stick it to my boss? And one last fuck before I quit? Please, for once, let me give up control and just take me. I want to just let go and give in. Please, just take your cock out and... Oh, fuck, yeah. Can I suck? okay. Can I suck it, please? Thank you. God, I love having to ask for it. Oh, you taste so good. It feels so nice in my mouth. Oh, fuck, you have such a nice cock. Every other time I just use my mouth to tease, and it's so hard to just try and make you feel good. Oh God, yes. Run your hands through my hair. Grab it if you want to. I just want to take more and more of you. Oh God. I need you to fuck my mouth. God, I love how much pre-cum you're leaking. I'm still a succubus for a moment, I guess. Yes. Your hands feel so strong touching my tits like that. Fuck, when you tease my nipples like that, it makes me weak. I love this, but please, just take me. I know what you're fantasizing about. Just go ahead and fuck me. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck me just like that. Fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. Push me down on this bed. On my back. I have to wrap my legs around you. I need you. Oh, God. You're so fucking hard. I can feel you throbbing. Don't tease me with it. Don't tease me with your fucking perfect cock. Oh fuck. Rubbing my clit with the head of your cock again. It's not fair. Oh God, I'm sweat free right now. Please. Please just fuck me. Fuck me, please. make you feel amazing. Yeah, a little deeper. More. Just a little more. It feels so much better than ever before. Oh, fuck. Just make me yours. Faster. Please. Fuck me faster. Kiss me. Kiss me, please. Kiss me while you fuck me. Charge. I rarely came when I was on the job before. And never anywhere near that hard. Hey, do you think you can hold me for a little while? Yeah? Thank you. You know, I know I'm a demon and all, but thank God I ended up assigned to you tonight. Really, this was better than I ever imagined. The angels are always talking shit about how amazing heaven is, but honestly, this feels close enough for me. yeah. Please keep playing with my hair. Having you pull it so roughly and then play with it so softly makes me smile. What next? Well, honestly, I am not sure. As far as I know, no succubus have ever actually quit before. But after tonight, I know that quitting is the right answer. I'm sure Lucifer will have some punishment in store. For a few hundred years or something, but hopefully nothing too crazy. Then I'll have to look for a new job. I hear there's a cushy gig in the last century or so. Stealing socks. Oh, you didn't know that was us? For sure. What did you think? The washers and dryers just ate them? You humans are so superstitious. Well, regardless, I better head back. As amazing as it is, there's no reason to add years to the punishment for being late. You know, maybe if I get off easy, find a way to come visit. Maybe I'll steal your socks.